About 40 shareholders met last Wednesday, according to Summit Water Manager Van Martin. The vote was unanimous, except for two who abstained, saying they didn't have enough time to study the agreement.
The other people that were there seemed like they understood it. I mean, I could understand they had still had questions, but I think in the long haul they understood that this is not only a positive thing for us, but it's a positive thing for all the water companies that are involved in this thing and for the entire basin.
The momentous water deal calls for the private Summit Water firm, Part City, and the county's Mountain Regional District to work together under the Weber Basin Water Conservancy District, which will become the water wholesaler for the area. Meanwhile, Summit Water has been dealing with the current dry summer. Martin said they're in good shape, but they are advising customers to be water-wise. Like other water systems in the area, they would be tight, he said, if they lost one or more of their sources.
As of right now, we're doing great. Our shareholders have been very responsive to conserving this year. We don't necessarily say water every other day. Our approach is to say really understand how much water you're using, and probably every other day you may find that's really too much water. So we refer them to the state website, and on that website I think right now it's saying that had we not had this rain, they should probably be watering about twice a week. But in fact, with this rain, we, like the other water companies, encourage everybody to turn their systems off and just wait until, you know, it actually needs it.
They're advising their shareholders to water before 7 a.m. or after 7 p.m.
Most of our people we find actually have irrigation systems, as most do up here, and they usually water even later at night. That's a good thing. It can also be a bad thing, depending on the temperatures and stuff. But, I mean, it's possible to, again, if they're watering excessively, it's possible to start getting mold and mildew if they do it too often and too late in the night.
With 10 wells and a spring, Martin said Summit Water can produce as much as 6.5 million gallons a day. They're in good shape since their peak use now is about 4.5 million gallons. The company also has its East Canyon treatment plant, which, under the water agreement, will be sold to Weber Basin. But Martin said normally they haven't been using the plant, even in the summers.
We have operated the treatment plant in the past, but mostly just for testing and to see how it works and to get familiar with its operation. And then we had to go through a lengthy series of operations with Weber Basin some time back so that they could really understand how it works, and they could also test the filters and make sure they were still in good condition.
Van Martin, manager for Summit Water. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.